This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The midterm elections are over, so what does that mean for the media? And I'm not talking about an end to those annoying negative campaign commercials. I'm talking about where you got your news on election night. Fox News won big in its midterm election coverage. It beat all the other cable news networks and the mainstream networks when they did their special coverage. What's that mean for Fox News? What's that say about how people are getting their election news? And what's the future hold? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, a big win for Fox News or not?
Absolutely. A huge win for Fox News. They beat all of the other networks, NBC, ABC, CBS. CNN actually came in second place, so CNN had a good night, too. And this is unusual. It used to be the cable networks had a small audience, and the mainstream networks had a big audience because they usually reach more viewers. But on election night this week, Fox, CNN, they went wall to wall. The networks only did special break-ins and then a 10 o'clock report, and so Fox won the night.
Does Fox's win have anything to do with the red nature of the voting that happened on the midterms?
Absolutely. In fact, it probably has everything to do with that. In 2010, Fox won the night also, but they didn't win with the coveted 25 to 54 demographic. This year, they won that as well, and Fox's fortunes rise and fall with the conservative wing of the Republican Party. So, this was a big night for Republicans. It was definitely a big night for Fox News, and it means that it's going to be a big couple years for Fox News as well.
Kelly, vote counting is happening a lot faster these days. You can get results directly from the source if you want, election supervisors. How is all that changing how the media covers these elections?
So the entire rhythm of election night coverage is different. It used to be that in a newspaper newsroom, the pizza arrived about 6 o'clock, and you didn't really get humping until about 8:30. Nowadays, the pizza arrives about 5 o'clock, and as soon as the polls close at 7, you are producing stories, and most of the results are counted by 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. So it's over by 10 o'clock at night in most cases. When you have a close race, that's obviously different. The difference is in the morning, it used to be in newspaper newsrooms, nobody was there the next day. Nowadays, you've got to get back in at 6 o'clock in the morning and start producing those second day stories so you can get the online traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock in the morning, which is the traditional spike.
Even social media got involved in these midterms, Kelly. Well, sort of. Facebook had a vote button that people could share. The goal, get more people to vote. How'd that work out?
So, turns out Facebook has been doing this little experiment with us for a while, and they showed some people an I voted button. And they let people post this to their page. Other people, they showed the I voted button, but they didn't let them show it to all of their friends. It turns out that where they let people post the I voted button to their page, there was a direct correlation with the number of people who actually voted, with an upswing in votes.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project, is it a good idea to have Facebook manipulating the vote count?
Well, everybody else is manipulating the vote count. Why not Facebook?